This is the challenge. Can we come up with a vision of life together amongst ourselves, amongst our community, where the values and sense of home that they build in some way respects and corresponds to what is inside each of us? So can we find a vision of this shared home where the architecture of it, the values behind it, not only project outwards and give us a sense of what the good life is, how we live together, what it means to be human, but also correspond to some degree, to some reality, to our human interior, our human spirit. So when I talked about the reconciling of competing values, I know in my heart that each human being is struggling each day to reconcile these competing tensions. I want to do what I want to do. I want to be free. I want to do this today. Okay, that's one voice. The voice which says, yeah, but I have these duties and responsibilities today. I need to do this. I need to do that. The voice which says, my tribe, nobody understands our tribe. I'm going to stick to my tribe. I'm going to be with my tribe. I'm going to defend my tribe. And then the other voice says, but hang on, your next door neighbour is from a completely different tribe. You're going to have to find some way of, what if you need sugar and you have to go around and knock on the door and get some sugar? You're going to have to get over your tribe. Silly example, but you get my point. So this is my tribe, home in my tribe. These are my people. This is where I feel comfortable. But the need for good, at the very least, good civil relations with our neighbours. I don't think that's enough, but let's leave it at that modest level for now. The need for good neighbourly relations. So I think this challenge we face every day as humans, reconciling these competing visions of ourselves, competing interests, competing urges, the urge to do, to not to do, the urge to be free, the urge to recognise and fulfil our duties, the urge to be alone, the urge to be in community, the urge to speak, the urge to be silent, the urge to compete, the urge to share. All of that's going on inside our human soul. The vision that I'm trying to articulate here is one where it's exterior, it's political, it's about how we organise our society, but it's in tune with our humanity. I think that's what the vision is searching for.